The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition. Happy Friday. Happy 1st of November. Can you believe it? Welcome to Daily Pop. I'm Carissa Colner. This is Nina Parker. This is Melanie Bromley. And we have a huge show to get into before hitting the weekend. Heidi Klum reveals her latest epic Halloween costume transformation. Wow. An alien. Did it live up to the hype? Plus, Pink is opening up about the challenges of touring with her family. We'll dig into that. Then Demi Moore and her daughters candidly discuss the scary moment Demi had a relapse. Is it good for them to share their stories now? Also, is fame an addiction? Dr. Drew is joining us live in a little bit to help answer that. And for those of you who maybe partied a little too hard last night, no worries, we got you. Celebrity nutritionist Kelly Levesque will be here to show us her top hangover cures. Okay, but first, let's talk about Heidi Klum's big Halloween costume reveal. She had been teasing us all week with clues, but I don't think anyone guessed this right. I know I did not. Yeah. Heidi dressed as an alien, and her man Tom was the poor unfortunate astronaut who discovered her. Let's take a little look at this. How long do you guys think it took for them to get ready?
I know the answer.
So you know the answer? Okay.
I know the answer too.
It's a long time. Here's what they told us.
I started at 10 a.m. and it's now 11:30 and I just got here, so it's over 12 hours. It's all worth it though. It was so much fun. It's one thing to come up with it. It's another thing to actually make it into reality.
What I said is like I need something simpler than Shrek last year because
Look what happened.
And look what happened.
It's amazing.
Look what happened.
It was only 4 hours. He literally glued my foot to the shoe, and yeah, I have no idea, but like the rest of it, who knows if it'll ever come off again.
Crazy. I can't even, this whole video and how she did it, it's just absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. Oh,
something just crossed my mind. How does she use the restroom?
Girl. It looks like there's a contraption where she may not be able to do anything there. She might have to have something sitting in there.
A diaper?
A bag hidden underneath.
Yeah, it's gotta be. You know what? If you're saying that, that's so true, because everywhere I'm at, I mean, it's hard enough to go to the bathroom in Spanx.
I know, right?
And it's so, something like this. I'm not quite sure what it is, though. Is it a cyborg, like half human, like... What is it?
Well, it's an alien from a country or a planet we don't know, so it's her own interpretation. And then Tom is the one who got basically beat the crap out of because that guy got on her planet.
Well, this is much better than the costume we saw earlier in the week where she was just had the glitter on.
Yeah.
I was like, what is Heidi doing? This is not up to par.
Yes. And,
but that wasn't her party. So she only really goes all out for her own party.
Well, darling, now she has Amazon Prime sponsoring her, right? So this was done in the storefront of, and they have a store, guys, a few of them actually. But in the storefront, I'm sure they paid her millions of dollars. It means it ups her cost. Yes. Because they had all of these people come into the store all day as she got ready. They then, I think, now it ups her, how much she can do as far as her costume and the price of it. It's like it benefits everybody. But my thing with this is if you are, of course, these two are very happy together. But if you are dating or ever date her or ever marry her, this is the thing that
you have to be into. Can you imagine her meeting you and you go on a date and she's like, and they say they're not into Halloween?
It, It's that, like
there's
date.
No second date.
Yeah.
You can't date. You can't be with her without knowing right. this is, you're going to give up a week of your life.
That's like least. Dating you and not wanting to go to festivals.
You can't.
It won't happen.
It won't work. Yeah. It will not work out. No, I thought it was so good. And what we were talking too, I love how she turned something that she loves to do, like mm-hmm. her own personal thing. Like she's been doing this before where she got sponsorships for it, you know?
Absolutely.
And she turned it into a money-making situation for her.
This is what we should all do.
This is our dream,
absolutely.
Right?
We do now.
And we do that. There was an evolution. I think they released all the photos. I think she kind of started doing it around 2007 or 8, and it was very basic, like just like pigtails and a little skirt. And then it started to grow and grow and grow until where she is now. And it just, every year she kind of stepped it up.
Yeah.
So now it's like a thing where you look forward to it.
And now she's got one of the biggest retailers in the world.
Yeah.
If not the biggest.
The biggest, yeah.
Do we all agree, queen of Halloween?
Yeah,
queen
she is the queen of Halloween.
Halloween.
She queen does it like nobody else.
I loved it. All right, well, let's move on to Pink. So Pink has toured the world 8 times now, but her traveling show life may be coming to an end soon. Pink tells Billboard, there have been many times where I have been sitting in the corner of an arena bathroom crying and saying to myself, there's a reason why women don't do this. There is a reason why moms don't do this, because it's effing impossible at times. She also explains that her daughter Willow is over it during the last few months of her tour. Quote, she was asking to go home, and that's when I knew. From here on out, it changes. You know, we all love Pink. She is so real. She's so open, and she's so honest.
Yeah.
A lot of artists will take their kids touring with them. I think it works till a certain age.
Yeah.
And Willow's 8. So this is the age where they don't want to be with you, Mom, all the time.
That's true.
They want to be with their friends. They want to be at their team events.
At eight years old, they are now fully in school. They have made their own little group of friends and mm-hmm. getting invited to birthday parties and
birthday
things.
Birthday parties.
Yes.
I can imagine it because you don't want to be left out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I still don't want to be left out, and I'm not 8. So I can only imagine what it felt, you know?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
it's like if you can't make something and all your friends are going and it's
and
like
people stop inviting you. You know, if they assume that you're busy,
you're
they assume
gone,
that you're touring, then they may not ever invite you anymore. And it's not a personal thing. They're like, oh, she's not coming. She's busy. She's in Europe. We won't invite her. And then she takes it personally.
Yeah.
So I can understand why that would be a struggle. But then it's like she also has a career that probably her friends' moms don't have. And that affords them a lifestyle. So, you know, it's kind of like, when do you stop?
You know what, though? That's the thing about Pink. Look, we all, moms, a lot of us have to work, right? We can't always be as fortunate enough to say, like, okay, I'm going to change my complete work lifestyle to fit my parenting style. But I love that when Pink can, she will. Like, her kids come first, and there's no question about it. She's like, I'm going to look into a Vegas residency. I'm going to look into doing big shows, maybe like the Super Bowl or something like that, because I want to, it's not like, okay, I'm going to go on tour and we're just going to leave Willow at home. She wants to be there. She wants to be around her daughter. And so she's going to do her best to try to balance it out in a better way that works with, that complements her parenting.
And touring is a lot of money. Like if you ask any artist where they make their real money, it's in touring.
Yeah.
Touring is, there are artists who had one hit song that can tour and make a really good living off of it. So someone like Pink is making a good coin off of touring alone. So it's kind of like something she needs to do.
But Vegas, she's
Vegas
made for Vegas, right? She's the pop star, rock star, and Cirque du Soleil all in one.
Yeah.
So she's like perfect for a Vegas thing. And it does explain why J-Lo, Britney Spears, like all of these mums with kids, like it makes sense to be in Vegas. You can fly there, you can pop there, do a couple of nights a week or a couple of nights a month, make a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And I love Pink's honest and open conversations about like her real everyday struggles.
But
you know,
also changing the way that she is as a mom, right? So not, she now says that she doesn't want to put her children on Instagram because she gets mum shamed if she does. I love the way that she's working, figuring it out as we all are in life and being honest and having that open conversation and explaining to people why she's choosing the decision and making the decision she's making.
Yeah. Well, we'll support you, whatever you want to do, Pink. We'll be at your concert, don't worry. All right, so for the first time, Demi Moore and her 3 daughters are sharing details about Demi's battles with addiction during an appearance on Red Table Talk. Demi had opened up about her struggles in her recent tell-all book called Inside Out. Now here's daughter Tallulah revealing how scary it was when her mom had a relapse.
The sun went down and like, like a monster came, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I remember there's just the anxiety that would come up in my body when I could sense, like, her eyes shutting a little bit more, the way she was speaking, or she would be a lot more affectionate with me if she wasn't sober, and it was jarring.
Yeah.
And it was very weird, and there were moments where it would get angry, and I recall being very upset and kind of treating her like a child.
Mm. That's some real talk to say to your mom.
Real it's hard.
Do you think it's good for the girls to share their stories and have this difficult conversation now?
Of course. I think the only way you get over something is to deal with it. I'm not one of those believers that by not talking, you heal, or you heal at your different pace. This is kind of a family thing where we all need to come together. We need to have a very uncomfortable conversation, and it might be rocky for a little while, but eventually there will be some type of breakthrough that comes with healing, and everybody does that at their own pace. But I think also Demi needs to know how it affected her daughters so that there is no, you know, hopefully there's no opportunity for a relapse.
Yeah, but that's props to Demi, because there's a lot of people who aren't willing or
1,000% most aren't.
Hear what their loved ones have 1,000%. To say. Like, I get it. I know I had a problem.
Right.
I'm getting over it. Just, I don't want to hear how it affected
right.
you.
1,000%.
You know, because they're more focused on themselves. But she is definitely in a place now, and maybe it took her time to get mm-hmm. there. But she's definitely in a place where she's willing to hear that, and that's going to actually give her more motivation to stay sober.
It's so important. You know, you two know this. I've spoken about it before. Both my parents are recovering alcoholics, and this is part of it, you know, is being honest and open about how it has impacted every part of a family. And just everything that she's saying there, just it all makes sense. It's like there are so many people as well who are watching this right now who are from families with alcoholics or addicts in some way. It's
right.
so common. It's so common. And the more we talk about it, the more people can recognize if they have a problem and get help. And also people who have a close family member who is an addict can also get help as well. Yeah. So I love the fact that they're being open like this.
I agree. And I think the only way you heal is through. And I have some family members who had not really done that. And I noticed how it affected their relationships with their kids to this day. Some don't speak. Like, it, even if they're sober, they don't have a good relationship, because once they became sober, they never had that conversation how they affected them.
That's why they're called recovering, right? Because once you're an alcoholic, if you have that gene, this is my belief, you don't just like not have that gene. You don't suddenly get sober and get well. It's an ongoing day to day, one day at a time process.
It's 100%.
But the same for if you're the child or the parent or the sister or the husband, wife, whatever. So, yeah.
Well, you guys can see more of Demi and her daughters on Red Table Talk when it streams Monday on Facebook Watch. Okay, coming up, we're going to read your thoughts on our top stories so far. So use us, use the hashtag Daily Pop and tweet. Don't use us. Plus, Janelle Evans is divorcing her husband. Should teen mom take her back?
No.
Look at that.
I can answer that quickly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's check in with you guys on social. Grant thinks artists should bring their kids on tour with them. He says tours last for months, and that's a really long time to be without your child. However, artists should only go on tour once they are sure their child is ready for all of that. Vita agrees. She says touring is a long time to be away, but they need to ensure the environment is healthy, stable, and they meet their educational requirements.
I mean, maybe go on tour when they're on their school holidays, and if they can bring all their friends along too, that would be fun.
More and more unrealistic in these tours.
You know what a lot of artists do is they'll do their concerts like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then they actually go home Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe get back on the road.
Try to figure it out.
If they can.
It's hard for everybody.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
On Heidi Klum's costume, We Want Mariah says, I thought Heidi was Post Malone when I first saw her costume.
Post Malone?
Ouch. I don't see it.
I don't understand that comparison.
I don't either. Okay. Former Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans announced on social media that she has filed papers to end her marriage to David Eason. Now, it's been a very rocky 2 years for the couple. In recent months, Janelle was fired from the MTV show following the drama involving David, who admitted to People magazine that he killed the family dog after it allegedly threatened their daughter. Well, that led to the couple temporarily losing custody of their children. Now, about their split, Janelle wrote on Instagram that during her time away from Teen Mom, she started to look at life differently and knows she needs to make changes. Janelle goes on to say she and the kids have moved away from David and know it's best for them. So, do you think she's going to be back on Teen Mom?
I hope not. I hope they have closed the door and locked it.
I hope so.
I don't think that if she has, if being away from the show has been beneficial, then she should stay away.
Ooh, yes. If you're admitting that now, like keep right. Keep that thought process.
Right, keep that energy.
I mean, she didn't leave him when he said that he killed Nugget, the dog. Mm-hmm. And that's, animal cruelty is something that obviously, like, we all have an issue with, but it's a really bad thing.
Right.
And it does make me wonder, whether she, is this another publicity thing?
I think it is.
Is this in some way like saying I'm leaving him so to maybe get back on the show to make money because that's how her and him stay relevant? I have a lot of questions about this.
You have a hard time believing her, and rightfully so.
I do.
Because what police said that...
Police in her hometown said that it was staged. She has accused the police of being shady and said that they weren't being truthful.
But if
I'm picking a side, I'm going with law enforcement in this case. Okay?
They
never found the dog. They said that it was completely fabricated. Now, they didn't put charges against her for it, but they did come out with a statement and said it was completely fabricated. So she denied that, but of course she's going to deny it. Yeah. I just think she says is true.
You know, there was like another time when she had called 911 in October and, you know, said how bad the relationship was, but then the next day there she was like, oh, sorry, we were just drunk and it was a misunderstanding.
But that can happen if you're abused, right? Like, if there is a bad situation, it's often the case that you will go back on what you've said just because you're scared or because
you take
the person back. But I'm questioning just because there have been some weird things with this couple. And also, I wouldn't put... There are some people, and we're going to get to it in the next... after the break with Dr. Drew, but just, I think some people will do anything for fame.
This is a fame thing.
And to be on TV. Yeah. And that's where there are some issues.
Do you think she just doesn't know what else to do for money?
I mean, Teen Mom has been her life. This is kind of who she is now. And I think when you get that much fame early on for toxic behavior, where it you get addicted to continually doing toxic things for attention. Yeah. And I think with her and whoever she's associated with, there tends to be this pattern of just very toxic behavior, whether it's with friends, with her mother, with him. It's always kind of some drama. And if she's saying that she's turned over a new leaf and it's because she was not on the show, then maybe stay on that plane and don't get off.
Yeah. I'm with that. Stay on that plane. up next, let's talk about it. Is fame an addiction? Dr. Drew is going to join us live and weigh in, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Drew!
Well, what was I doing better when I had all these other followers on this platform that I don't have them all on this one?
The famous, their biggest issue is when things go away. If they start to see things, their followership diminishing, that's when it's a problem.
I really did try very, very hard to drown my sorrows, you know, in the traditional sense of the word, the alcoholic sense of the word. And I stopped sleeping, and then I was prescribed benzos.
The main correlations between fame and addiction is, again, trauma. Trauma is the inciting spark for most addictions. And again, it's because you can't regulate your emotions.
That's a look at the new E! True Hollywood Story, Is Fame an Addiction? Joining us from New York City to talk all about it, please welcome Dr. Drew!
Dr. Drew!
Hey, guys.
We love having you. So first question, is fame an addiction?
Yeah, I mean, it can be conceptualized that way. I always caution people against getting too direct in the correlation between, say, a drug addiction and a behavioral addiction. But the way people get hooked on fame, it can behave very much like an addiction. And you hear it very clearly in these stories.
Mm. Yeah, I often say that fame is the one drug that, or that there is no, like, real healing for. Like, how is it that some people are affected by fame, and then some are not. There are some people who take it gracefully.
I'll tell you what I've noticed. Nina, what I've noticed is if somebody has first had work in education and worked in the world, had to struggle like the rest of us, then fame becomes an epiphenomenon that they can appreciate, but they understand it's not reality.
Oh, good point. Wow. So it's about starting young. It's, you know, if fame's, so, oh gosh, okay, so Janelle Evans, we just talked about her. She started very young on Teen Mom. She's not on Teen Mom anymore. Should she go back?
It's a great question. That'll be up to Janelle. I mean, I have deep affection and concern for Janelle. I've known her for over 10 years, and let me say this. I don't think Janelle's addicted to fame because she's always been very ambivalent about being in the public eye. She has hated the social media scrutiny. She is trolled like no one else. She really gets more negativity than almost any other of the moms. And she made a conscious determination to get off the show for a while. Now, the problem here, Janelle has some stuff going on in her life, and if she loses her livelihood also, that could potentially really hurt her. So she has a realistic decision here. Do I return to work if that work adversely affects my psychological makeup, or do I find some other employ?
Well, also, the network. I don't know if they necessarily want to put her back on. Well, it was also their decision
Absolutely.
To remove her.
Very true, because it could be she could be a liability. You know, everybody is kind of famous in their own way nowadays, obviously, with social media. Mm-hmm. So everybody, if you're on social media and if you're going after those likes, you're kind of addicted to fame, but your own version of it. What would you say to anybody out there who thinks they are addicted to that kind of attention?
Yeah, it's like in terms of any other addiction, if it's really the way you saw, I think it was Frankie Grande there talking about it, you have to go cold turkey for a while at least. It's kind of like an eating disorder where you, it's the world we live in, where you might kind of go back to it a little bit and moderate it.
Right.
And that's how it's unlike a drug, but it is something you must get away from if you are accelerating it. And the line that you have to draw is if it is affecting your functioning, school, work, relationships, health, any of these areas of your life are affected and your functioning is off because of it, that can be conceptualized then as an addiction.
We hear about people who deal with other addictions, like counselors and therapists. Is this the kind of thing that somebody might come to you for? Like, are there fame addiction specialists?
Not that I am aware of. There are people that specialize in electronic media and social media, and usually their first order of business is getting them off and cleaning their access to all that, switching them over to a BlackBerry or something so they're not looking at this stuff. I'm not kidding. That's what they do.
Was there a case actually that surprised you the most in this special that even you were taken aback?
Any particular story?
Yeah.
I think Frankie's got me a little bit in terms of how far he went. And then, of course, I worry about my profession's role in all this. I mean, when it comes to fame, physicians have a bad track record. I'll just point to Conrad Murray as case one. Mm. And the fact that he then got a benzodiazepine, that's exactly the wrong thing for him in that condition. And I really have just, when it comes to complex mental health situations, my peers need to understand that we need to build teams. It's not just a doctor and a prescription pad that's going to save that problem.
We love you, Dr. Drew. I'm so glad you're going to be on this special. Thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. You guys, E! True Hollywood Story is Fame and Addiction. It airs this Sunday night at 10 o'clock right here on E!
So good.
Also, catch Dr. Drew Midday Live on 790 KABC Radio. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, hi, I'm Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to be an amazing lawyer.
As president of my sorority, I'm skilled at commanding the attention of a room and discussing very important issues.
I'm able to recall hundreds of important details at the drop of a hat.
Hey, Elle.
Do you know what happened on Days of Our Lives yesterday?
Why, yes, Margo, I do.
I feel comfortable using legal jargon in everyday life. I object.
Bow down, Kim Kardashian. Wes, that was good. Elle Woods, Harvard Law, video essay from Legally Blonde. She remade it. She nailed it. Totally nailed it.
She nailed it. Like, had producers, everything on this. Like, the level of Halloween now.
Everybody is like, it's starting to make me feel like I need to do more on Halloween.
No, do not feed into that pressure. We do not all need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
Don't we have enough pressure already?
For Instagram Halloween.
This is getting a little, it's getting a little crazy. Like, the bar is like,
it's high.
You guys, the bar is too high. I don't buy into the hype. I mean, I dressed up yesterday, obviously, but.
And it looked great.
Because the job paid for it.
I got a bit caught up yesterday, I will be honest.
Yeah, but
we all did.
I made a mini film about Anna Wintour.
But you know what? I will say that it wasn't.
And I've still got this. She's not completely gone, guys. Her necklaces are still on me right now.
And you will definitely be wearing that fur jacket this weekend.
Hell yeah. It's cute. I don't know. I think the level of Halloween needs to slow down a little bit, at least. I mean, it's just become because of celebrities. They go above and beyond. Yeah. I mean, who else? Ciara, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Heidi. Kim had like 50,000 costumes. They don't do just one costume now. For the full week of Halloween, it's a different thing.
I know.
Like, now I got to have five costumes.
Did you guys see Kylie Jenner's party that she said was for 12 people?
Yeah.
I was like, that party had to cost $50,000.
Let's bring back broke Halloween.
I know. I like broke Halloween.
I like a broke Halloween.
Well, I will say I have been Anna Wintour every year for about 12 years. I own the wig that I wore yesterday. And the reason I always did it is because all I had to do was carry a Vogue magazine, put on a wig.
And you're saying it's easy.
It's broke Halloween.
And it's really cute. And you really love playing that character.
Yeah. I did.
She loved walking around judging everybody yesterday.
I did.
All right, well, stay with Halloween. We're going to run us with the best looks we saw last night. Even though we won a broke Halloween, these people are not broke.
Okay, they're not broke.
And it's good. Adele dressed up as a sexy Captain Hook. Oh, nope, that's not Adele. That would be the Olsen twins.
No.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's go back. Is that Adele now? Okay.
That's Adele.
That's Adele?
Adele is looking really, really different.
You better work, bitch. She looks amazing.
Right?
Wow.
Is that really her?
I think she has new music coming out next week.
Wow, jeez Louise.
She's single.
Honey, she is single and she is clearly ready because she looks phenomenal.
That's the hottest Captain Hook I've ever seen.
She looks
incredible. Okay, Lala Anthony and I were twins. Oh, my gosh. She went full force Maleficent.
Yes, she did. Wow.
She kills my costume.
Yes, Lala.
Damn. That's good.
That's good.
Now I feel real pathetic for my thing yesterday. okay, we're seeing double. Now we got the twins with Neil Patrick Harris. It's David Burka. They did so good.
Olsen twins, Carissa.
Yes, they're the Olsen twins. That's who they're supposed to be.
Oh, my gosh.
So good. The hair is so good, like the wigs.
I love the facial expression.
It does not look like the Olsen twins. It looks, I don't know what it looks like.
Kind of like, what's the movie, White Chicks?
Oh, yeah, that is what they should have been. That's perfect. That's what they should have told everybody.
Kelly Rowland channeled Donna Summer.
Ooh, Kelly.
I love this.
Kelly Rowland is just
hot.
Whew.
I want that jacket.
Look at this.
And the hair's fantastic.
Everything is to the T. Perfection.
I was going to say, the feathers are speaking all to you right
yes,
now.
Yes, wonderful. This is a look.
Jennifer Garner says, why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox?
I mean,
this is very on brand with Jennifer.
It is.
I don't know if you meant to be shady with that or not, but it's still maybe.
I mean it in the best possible way. Like,
no,
she is
that.
Like
just
the sweet, best girl next door.
Halloween is so
is the
interesting
best girl next door.
Because Halloween is one of those, like, if you love, like, being, like, I'm somebody who gets shy, like, even wearing a bikini. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you love being sexy, like, you can be sexy, but if you don't, you find your alternative.
Yeah, you can find your alternative.
Or
be sexy that one day.
Yeah.
If it's not your thing.
Totally.
Jennifer Garner as a mailbox might be my favorite.
That's pretty good. Jonathan Van Ness loves cats, so no surprise he dressed up as one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's
easy.
Cute. This one I thought was really good.
This is one of my favorites.
Yeah, one of mine too.
All right, Khloe Kardashian. She teamed up with her daughter True as Cruella de Vil and a Dalmatian.
Cruella de Vil is like iconic, but this was a good take on it, like a modern version.
So what do you do? Do you rent Dalmatians then?
Because no, they're edited in. So there's like stuffed ones, and then those aren't real. Like he photoshopped them in.
That's not as fun. I'm playful.
No,
I like that because then it's like, where are you going to get
the real thing? You don't want the real thing.
No, you don't, if you don't own them, you don't want to just get Dalmatians for Halloween and then get rid of them.
Not rescue them, but you know, I'd want to
borrow them.
I would think, Miss Animal Expert, that you would not want dogs used as props. Oh, man, a winter here.
I will say, I love that dress. I kind of think Chloe should wear it again. Okay, let's see some of your guys' thoughts on our story so far today. We have Alexis, who is grateful for Demi and her daughter's opening up a Red Table Talk. She says it's amazing, selfless, and admirable that they would share that with all of us. So many families struggle with that same issue, and in order to overcome, people need to speak up.
Yes.
On Janelle leaving her husband, One Bruv says, Janelle is just saying this now because she is broke. Where are the receipts that prove they are separated?
So talk about
it. It's sad that we don't believe her. That makes me sad.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, people base that on history.
Yeah.
And Gossip Folks agrees. They say she didn't leave him when they lost custody of their children due to his actions. It screams publicity. You know, but sometimes, let's say this, though, but sometimes it takes a long time, but it does eventually click.
It does.
Yes. And, time will tell. We will see.
We will see. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, guys. All right, coming up. Did you overdo it last night? Have a one too many? Well, nutritionist Kelly LeBeck is here with some Halloween hangover help. Stick around. Ooh. You will feel better.
I can't wait.
Welcome back. It is the day after Halloween, so we know some of you are nursing a hangover today. And we feel ya. We feel ya. So we have some help. Please welcome nutritionist to the stars, Kelly LeBeck. How many of your celebrity clients call you and are like, I'm dying?
Help me. What's the hangover cure, right?
Exactly.
I know a lot of times growing up, maybe in college, we would reach for those electrolyte drinks that are already pre-bottled. Unfortunately, these guys come loaded with sugar.
Sometimes, they're not good for you.
Sometimes 20 grams of sugar. And all we're really looking to do is replace those electrolytes. So you're... What is an option on the market now are electrolyte tabs and satchels. So if you just grab one of these, all this is sodium, magnesium, and potassium, which is what when you drink alcohol, you become dehydrated. Mm-hmm. So this is going to rehydrate you without the sugar.
Ah.
It's also a good tip. Like you've heard the wives tale that a glass of water in between each drink helps.
Honestly, staying hydrated before you drink and during the night is a great thing to do.
Good. Okay.
Because it is alcohol is a diuretic. So you want to make sure that you're staying hydrated so you can give that a try.
Awesome.
It actually tastes just sort of like
this is good. It tastes like a lemon, like a
green Gatorade
Gatorade. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
like, just like it.
All that flavor without the sugar.
Oh.
Okay.
Sugar so that has sodium, potassium, and magnesium.
That's all you need. Those are the electrolytes you're trying to replace. So Element, Noon Tabs, those are all going to be great options.
So in addition to this, is there another special drink that you can recommend for anybody that might be nursing a hangover, struggling the next day at work?
Honestly, if you don't have access to one of these, I would just take a little bit of salt and add it to water.
Okay.
That's going to give you the electrolytes that you need as well.
Interesting.
Oh, okay, salt.
Not sugar, salt, yes.
Okay, let's talk about food because you know what I want when I'm hungover is like nachos.
Yes. Everybody does.
Something greasy.
Well, we can kind of give you that Mexican flavor with the Southwest scramble.
Okay.
How about that? So, when you drink, your body is depleted of vitamins, B vitamins and vitamin C. So I love a veggie scramble because it's warm and comforting, but inside of an egg yolk is a bunch of B vitamins. So a lot of people don't realize that, but it's like a multivitamin. So don't ditch the egg yolk. I know that was a thing for a while.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Not really, right?
Keep that healthy fat. It's going to help you actually absorb all the vitamins from the veggies, too.
Okay, so teach her how to make this.
All right, I'm going to chop this up.
You're just looking for any type of vitamin C-rich veggie. So,
okay, so
peppers, tomatoes, yes, please.
All right.
Spinach. And then you're just whipping that up with a couple of eggs to get those B vitamins and all the nutrients like vitamin C and phochemicals from your veggies.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And
we're
the cilantro is to give you the greens.
So cilantro and spinach is mixed up in there for the leafy greens. And then cilantro actually is also a heavy metal chelator.
Yeah.
And parsley is great for the liver. So anytime you're looking to make a veggie scramble, you should add those herbs. So
I usually don't like cilantro, but it's good to add to something like that.
You know what? Some people don't like cilantro because it tastes like soap. That's a genetic thing, actually.
Really?
So you either love cilantro.
Does it taste like soap to you?
It doesn't taste like soap. It just tastes, you know what it tastes like to me? Bad breath. Is that weird?
When you make out with somebody have a stinky breath, you're like, oh, that reminds me of cilantro.
Cilantro, I just don't like it.
Yeah, so.
I love it. See, I'm on the other side.
Anytime that you can, adding herbs, microgreens, that's a great way to really get those bitter greens that are great for liver support. So you're detoxifying alcohol, you want to support your liver with really strong, deep, leafy greens or herbs.
Okay, so let me ask you this. We're talking about the day after, but is there anything that you can eat before you go out that can be helpful?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that they should be soaking up alcohol with carbohydrates. That's actually not the right thing to do. You want to have protein and fat before you drink because that actually slows down the metabolism of alcohol. You have enzymes in your stomach that can break down alcohol before it even gets to your liver. So if you go, if you don't want to get too drunk or you don't want to have the toxic side effects of drinking too much alcohol, you should put a little protein and fat in your stomach. That'll slow the digestion of the alcohol, and then the enzymes in your stomach lining will actually break that alcohol down so your liver doesn't have to do it.
So water and protein.
Yep, absolutely.
Beforehand.
Not so a cheeseburger, guys. Not a cheeseburger.
Oh, you can have a lettuce-wrapped cheeseburger.
Lettuce-wrapped cheeseburger.
That works. So you can have this sort of a thing before or after. So, but another great tip is when you're thinking about drinking, you should really think about the alcohol that you're consuming, right? Anytime that you're having a cocktail, you should try to make it clear because it's lower in conjugers. And conjugers are a toxic element inside of dark liquors.
So the dark wine.
So it's actually going to be inside of like a rum or
whiskey.
So something
that's why
dark.
You're a little sluggish sometimes.
Yeah. So where Blanco tequila or a clear vodka, that is not going to have as many conjugers. So you're not going to have that toxic side effect.
Oh.
Second would be, I know that coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas, people really like wine. And I get that. It's a kind of a cozy alcohol to drink. There are a difference between the wines on the market nowadays. So there are organic biodynamic wines, and then there are your traditional wines. So I would look for a wine, and there are also wines that are lower in sugar. So if you go even to Trader Joe's now or Whole Foods, they have a section where they'll tell you these are organic and biodynamic. That means they're not adding something called mega purple or deep purple. That's pure fructose. So they're increasing the sugar content of the wine to make it taste better, but that just increases your hangover.
Oh, and they're kind of hiding the name.
Yeah, so most wines now from California to New Zealand, Australia, they're adding sugar, pure fructose, grape juice, basically, and sometimes tannins to increase the body. So they're adding sweetness, and they're increasing the body of the wine to make it like a higher profile wine. But that makes us more hungover because of the increased sugar.
Organic one last question. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
Beer before liquor,
you couldn't be sicker.
Is that true?
I think it's just the compounding effects of the alcohol. I would suggest that you stick to one thing. And again, like I said, the cleaner the alcohol, the better you'll be the next
day. Organic alcohol with the organic food.
Or just get pregnant, guys. You know, then just take 9 months off. All right.
Mocktails for everybody.
Thank you so much for coming to all your helpful information. You guys can check out more from Kelly's book. It's called Body Love. More Daily Pop right after the break. Stay with
us. I'm going to drink this.
Taste that. You like this, right?
Corinne's just making us finish our drink.
We have to. Kelly said it's good for us. We're going to drink it. Okay, Olivia Wilde is calling out airlines for censoring her comedy, Booksmart. Olivia directed the movie, which is about two teenage girls navigating their sexualities and their last night in high school. So Olivia learned this week that airlines are showing a version that's missing key pieces of the plot and dialogue. So these include a hookup scene between two women, a scene where two women watch porn, and a scene where a character deals with a UTI. So the film also muted the word vagina.
What?
But didn't edit other swear words. None of the heterosexual love scenes were altered in any way. Interesting.
Questionable.
Olivia tweeted, what message is this sending to viewers and especially to women that their bodies are obscene, that their sexuality is shameful? She also urged airlines to stop working with third-party companies and to trust parental advisory warnings. So what do you guys think about airlines editing movies?
I think this is awful. I actually just had this discussion because I was on a flight last week from Hawaii and watching sometimes you watch the old movies that you've seen, and I noticed that a lot of scenes were edited out. I was watching Gone Girl.
Yeah.
And they cut out, obviously there's some gory scenes in there, but they were cutting out so much of the story that I thought it was odd. Like, why even show it if you're going to cut out? If I had never seen it before, I definitely would have missed some good subplots.
So I've been on a flight before where I've been watching a documentary about not a great subject, like war or something like that, and I've had a parent who's sitting next to me say to me, because I've had it on my computer, like, can you turn your screen because I don't want my child to see what you're seeing? And I hadn't thought about it before, and I understand that. But this is really a kind of, you know, there was a time in recent history where you weren't showing homosexual love scenes on film because that Hollywood was censoring.
Right.
We've made such advances as far as being more inclusive in so many different ways. It is now not up to an airline to tell us what is
right.
What they think is right for their
or
political or their like sexual preferences. Yeah. So I'm really curious, and it shouldn't matter, but where is this third party company based?
Yeah.
Right.
And what, you know, what are the values of this third party company? Because who are these people that are now taking us back to a time
right.
when we weren't, when not everyone was represented
and also,
on screen? That's terrible.
When we deal with censoring, like the bones of censoring is really rooted in a lot of misogyny. There's been a lot of racism rooted in it. Like there were things that they wouldn't even let interracial couples kiss back in the day. And they
this
a lot of these bones, yeah, a lot of these bones have really stayed within censoring that we've seen in movies and television in general.
Yeah.
So to kind of break out of that and still have some of these companies still keep these archaic standards is not doing a benefit to anybody.
It's not. I do think though there is a value to it, because if you do have a child sitting next to you and you've got a bloody gore
totally.
Scene or
gory
like
scenes,
a
I get
super
it.
Sexualized scene.
I don't get it. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm going
on a trip with my girlfriends and I buy this plane ticket, I should be allowed to watch what I want.
But if I'm, let's say for me watching that documentary, right, if I'm watching something that's harrowing and upsetting and a child sees it and then has nightmares for the next 2 months.
Oh, come on.
It happens. It totally happens.
I don't know.
I think that censoring should follow kind of more like what television does, obviously. And also, let's be real, this is Delta that she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third time Delta's been accused of cutting out homosexual scenes.
Mm.
So this, they did it apparently with Carol. They apparently did it in 2015 and they got backlash for it. They did it in Rocket Man, cutting out Elton John's sexuality and got called out for it. And this is the third time. And every time they're blaming this third party. And I'm like, change the third party.
Right.
Because the other airlines aren't getting
right.
the same critique.
Watch your own movies so you know what's in them
yeah.
so that you can see it. But back to the first conversation, I do kind of feel like it's strange because I can't really censor myself, or if I'm a grown woman and a kid happens to sit next to me,
right.
am I supposed to not? It just is weird for me if I'm not the parent to censor myself and what I want to watch and enjoy. If I want to watch the Avengers and there's a death scene in Avengers, like,
I know.
It's, there's a very slippery slope with that,
yeah.
that I think that has to be more about the parent than what I'm doing.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't, like, it doesn't bother me to edit it out, but just like little things, like if they're threatening a plane crash.
But this is homophobia, right?
Right.
This is actually,
yeah.
and this also the word
standard.
Vagina. Vagina,
yeah.
guys.
Let
it's
that
a
word
really
go.
Good word.
Yes. We learn it in biology.
Nobody should be ashamed of their
well,
vagina.
Well, that's true. It's a very good word.
All right, well, let us know your thoughts. # Daily Pop. We'll be right back.
You want to say it one more time?
Vagina.
All right, it's November 1st, which is crazy, but it already yes. means holiday season is officially underway, guys. It is snowing in parts of the country,
not
and
here.
Some radio stations are already transitioning to Christmas music or holiday music. Is November 1st too early for the holiday theme songs?
Not for me.
That was a
day in the summer where I felt a little bit low. I got out of bed on the wrong side, and so I asked Alexa to play Christmas music,
aww,
and it really cheered me
so
up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Normally, I would say it's too early because I like to enjoy each individual holiday.
Mm.
But I will say I didn't have like the greatest day yesterday, so I'm actually ready for the warm and fuzzy. So this year, I am here for early Christmas music.
Well, see, this is all frustrating to me. So when I worked in radio, we found that the first station in the market to switch to Christmas music always had higher ratings during that time.
Oh, really? Oh.
And so it became this race to, like, how early are you going to do it? How early are you going to do it? Because it gets too early.
So you guys started in March?
Yeah, you're like, oh, my gosh, because it felt absurd after a while. All right, well, happy Christmas, guys. It's already Merry Christmas. Here we go. Have a great weekend. On Monday, we have celeb jeweler Neil Lane here
ooh,
to show us with a wedding
cool.
bling.
Oh, I'm here for
and
that.
Dr. Oz is stopping by the studio. Hope you have a great
hi,
weekend,
guys.
Everyone.
Hello, Christmas.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.